What's your game about?
Our game is a 2D dungeon crawler roguelike game.
What is it about?
It's about a guy who's stuck in time, yeah? And he's traveling throughout time, and he's exploring different cultures, which my boy Salman will be designing.
What are you we're looking for 10 levels. We most likely won't be able to get 10 levels done, but that is like our goal. And each level is going to be a different...
Random. It's like randomly generated.
It'll be randomly generated, but each like 10 will be completely different from the last. So there'll be all like different cultures.
Theme, yeah. It's got a theme, like a cultural theme and that stuff. Like, it could go from dinosaurs to samurai to ninjas to...
Tribals.
Yeah, to tribals and stuff like that.
Yeah. Who's doing the art side?
I'll be doing the art side. I'll be drawing the well, not drawing, but doing the pixel art for the characters and the icons and any of like the items what the player may come across.
Yeah.
You can ask a question as well.
Ask all the good ones. Okay, and the time scale, like what are you planning?
The time scale, essentially, we've got a plan to where. Once we finish pre-production, we'll start production. And when we start production, we'll start listing everything that we've done and when we did it. And obviously, I'm going to build one of those timescale things where it's like...
It's called a column.
Yeah, essentially one of those, which is just like a shot list, but for a game, innit? Mm-hmm. Where it's just like your production schedule and each week and what we're doing. And I'll update it as we go along. I'll make one beforehand and I'll make one as we're doing it, so I can update it and stuff like that. And make sure that we're always within the time scale, because we're going to be working alongside each other and combining our
work.
Yeah.
What's the most thing you're scared of that will come?
I'd say the biggest problem we have would be the time scale, because we've been told to do a lot of pre-production and a lot of things outside of the actual. It seems like thus far we've been told that the thing outside and the pre-production going into it is actually genuinely more important than the project itself, it seems, which is a little strange. But I guess the time scale is the problem, because games tend to take a long time to make. Even though we have currently built a test which works, we built a test which has the randomly generated rooms and it has the player model moving around with the animations and the door of which he enters to do that, and we're going to update that and create a new one soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought I'd say that I am the coder and I'm doing the coding and the production, and Salman's doing the art and design.
On sound.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Alright, I'll make a new one for my boy Vix. Or my boy Nils, I don't know.
I'll do it for
Yes, bro!